Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jesse McCartney will be at Jingle Jam tonight, and we had an opportunity to talk to him about coming back to Atlanta and the energy level of Atlanta crowds when he performs here.
I'm so excited. Yeah, that was I remember this summer I was there, and I remember we were all a little nervous because I didn't feel – I mean, you never feel like you're quite ready to be on stage, especially when you hadn't been on stage for a few years, and man, Atlanta put my mind at ease. Like, the first show just went incredibly well, and after that, we were smooth sailing.
All right, two concert questions for you. How do you feel about onstage proposals? Have you ever been asked to
be a part
of a proposal?
I have. I did one, actually, like, via Skype. Or it wasn't Skype. This guy, he was serving in our military, which was super cool, and he was stationed overseas. And he reached out to me and said that his girlfriend was coming to one of my shows. Aww. And that he would love to propose either on the phone or something. So I got him to do a video of his proposal, and then I put it up on my screens in the middle of the show. But prior to that, I had brought her up on stage to do sort of like a serenade. And then instead of doing – well, after the serenade, I said, you know, all right, now turn around. And I put up his video of him proposing, and it was super special, and she freaked out.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Well,
I'm getting goosebumps. That's so awesome.
All right, yeah, it was great.
The second question is, how do you feel about cell phones at concerts recording you?
I mean, it doesn't matter how I feel. It's not like I'm going to be able to change how that goes. I mean, I get it. I mean, people get really excited. You know what I do like the cell phone for? It's sort of like the new lighter in the sky when you have when you have everybody, there's a part in my show where I have everybody throw their flashlights on and sort of wave them in the air. And that's a really cool sight to see from the stage. And I usually record it from my own phone of all the flashlights in the audience sort of, you know, swaying back and forth. But it is kind of a bummer when you're playing, you know, when they're watching you, they're third row and they're watching through their little, you know, 4-inch screen when I'm right there in front of them.
Yeah. You're like, but I mean, that's,
you know, those are memories. They got to do it for the gram.
Yeah, they do. Then they got to show that they're in the third row.
That's it.
If you go to a concert and you don't put it on your Insta story, were you really at the concert?
True.
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at the Roxy, the Coca-Cola Roxy at the Battery for Jingle Jam with Bryn Elliott and OAR.
Jeff, Jen, can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks, Jesse. See you soon.
Ciao.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
We want you to play against Jen a game that we play every single week on the Jeff and Jen Show, and it's called Trashed or Toddler.
Okay.
And it's so simple. All we're going to do is play you clues, and your job is to guess whether or not the person being described is a trashed adult or a typical toddler.
I love it.
It's a little bit more challenging than you might think because the behavior is very similar.
Okay, cool.
Trashed.
Or toddler.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Here is clue number one. This is Kim in Atlanta. Jesse, you'll answer first each round. Just tell us who you think Kim is describing.
They were using pencils as walrus teeth and trying really, really hard to sing along to the radio at the same time.
They were using pencils as walrus teeth and trying to sing along to the radio at the same time.
That's a trashed adult.
He says confidently. Jen, your guess?
I am going to go toddler.
Jen is going to say toddler. The answer is...
And that was my brother on his 21st birthday.
Oh, no.
He was very trashed.
Boom.
Nice.
All right.
Because I've done that myself once or twice. So.
Something to look forward to at Jingle Jam, the walrus teeth version of Jesse McCartney. Okay,
Oakley
in Swanee, round two.
She made a mess in our dining room, and my dad told her to clean it up.
And she said, F off, Dad.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey. Okay. So
I'm going to go toddler on this one.
Ooh, a potty mouth toddler. Okay. I'm going to go trashed. Like somebody making a mess on their 21st or something.
The toddler, though, Jen, you said right about 3 is when Lauren started repeating everything that you guys said, right?
They become little parrots. They do.
And Reese is about to hit that age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, please get her saying the F word for the first time.
Oh, no, terrible.
All right, here we go. Here's the answer.
That was a toddler that definitely needed to be punished.
Boom.
Oh, yep. That's awesome.
You're running the table on me here.
Who doesn't love a little foul-mouthed toddler?
Round number 3, Tom and Buckhead.
She wanted to hold ice cubes because she liked the feeling of the cold, but she started crying because they were melting.
See, now, these are the ones that get really tricky, because couldn't you see that video on Instagram of a sobbing college student?
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. That's like a sobbing college kid, like, you know, on her dorm room floor, just sort of like passed out with ice cubes. That's what I see. Yeah. I'm going trashed adult.
Trash adult. Yeah, I can see that too, because when you're trashed, like anything cold feels really good. just to be different, I'm going toddler.
All right. The answer to round number 3.
And that was my drunk girlfriend.
Oh! Jen, you can't even come back from this. He just swept you.
That's awesome.
All right, just for fun, one more.
She was at a concert, and she screamed, "I love you, John Legend!" so loud that he looked at her, got up, and walked off the stage.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
All right. She was at a concert and screamed, "I love you, John Legend," so loud that it distracted him enough he left the stage.
Mm. Yikes. Sounds like he could be like an old lady, too. I'm going to go toddler. So far, I'm 3 for 3. So I'm going to go with my gut here.
Jen?
All right, I'm going to go opposite. Trashed adult at John Legend.
It was my 3-year-old cousin, and she was
Wow. You, my friend, have got a hidden talent.
I'm available for any games you guys need to play going forward.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.